Slowly, old Mrs. White went back into the house. Her husband looked up and saw something strange in her face.
"What's the matter?" he asked.
"Nothing," his wife answered, and she sat down to finish her breakfast. She began to think about Tom Morris again, and suddenly she said to her husband,
"Your friend drank a lot of whiskey last night. A monkey's paw. What a story."
Mr. White did not answer her, because just then the postman arrived. He brought two letters for them, but there was no money in them. After breakfast, the two old people forgot about the money and the monkey's paw. Later in the day, at about 1 o'clock, Mr. and Mrs. White sat down to eat, and then they began to talk about money again. They did not have very much money, so they often needed to talk about it.
"That's £30,000, Mrs. White said. "We need it." "But it didn't come this morning," her husband answered. "Let's forget it."
Then he said,
"But that thing moved. The monkey's paw moved in my hand. Tom's story was true. You drank a lot of whiskey last night. Perhaps the paw didn't move," Mrs. White answered.
"It moved,"
Mr. White cried angrily. At first his wife did not answer, but then she said,
"Well, Herbert laughed about it."
Suddenly she stopped talking. She stood up and went over to the window.
"What's the matter?"
her husband asked.
"There's a man in front of our house," Mrs. White answered. "He's a stranger, very tall and well-dressed. He's looking at our house." "Oh, no, it's okay. He's going away."
"Come and sit down. Finish eating," Mr. White said.
The old woman did not listen to her husband.
"He isn't going away," she went on. "He's coming back. I don't know him. He's a stranger. Yes, he's very well dressed."
Suddenly, Mrs. White stopped. She was very excited.
"He's coming to the door. Perhaps he's bringing the money."
And she ran out of the room to open the front door. The tall, well-dressed stranger stood there. For a minute he said nothing, but then he began,
"Good afternoon. I'm looking for Mr. and Mrs. White."
"Well, I'm Mrs. White," the old woman answered. "What can I do for you?"
At first the stranger did not answer, but then he said,
"Mrs. White, I'm from Moore and Meggins. Can I come in and talk to you?"
Moore and Meggins had a big factory, and Herbert White worked there on the machinery.
"Yes, of course," Mrs. White answered. "Please come in."
The well-dressed stranger came into the little living room, and Mr. White stood up.
"Are you Mr. White?"
the stranger began. Then he went on,
"I'm from Moore and Meggins."